Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
If you've been doing a lot of perusing on the internet, there's one thing you can't sort of escape. It's the election.
Ah, yeah.
Overseas, right? But some people, I assume, will be using this and saying, I'm not going to post my content at the moment because it's just going to get flooded out.
Sure, right? Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I know. When's the last time you put up something creative, dude?
Before the election, that's for sure. I'm holding off. I've got lots of gold that I will drip feed to the masses.
I used to do stuff. You know, I think back and I'm like, man, I used to do some stuff.
I posted a photo last week.
Did you? What was it of?
It was an anniversary photo of me and my wife.
Oh, nice. Something different.
says
what?
Have you got a dog?
I go through my feed. There's plenty. And the last two ones are of you, actually.
Are they really?
Yes. They're like, oh, what a great working time we've had over this past year. Now you can get stuffed.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Goes to show how much of your content I can see.
But one guy said, no, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and post some grade A content. His name is Crab Sav on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? And he's posted a clip of him covering Pony by Genuine. Oh, yes. Can you focus on the task?
Sorry, I was just looking at your Insta. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we know what that song is. Yeah. It's very famous.
Well, do you want to just a little reminder?
If you'd love to remind the peeps, I'd love to get in the vibe. Right? Everyone loves Pony.
It's our innuendo song.
Yes. Hang. He's decided, and he said here, with the utmost respect to Genuine and his Ginu wife and children, he's decided to cover the song.
His what?
And his wife and Ginu. That's where he's from.
I'm not sure, mate. I'm just
right. I'm just reading the caption here.
Yeah, sure.
So Genuine, or maybe he's saying he's Genu. Oh, I get it now. I get it. His name is Genuine, right? So it's Genu wife and children.
I thought it might have been that.
Yeah,
I was happy for you to just.
No,
leave
I just
that,
thought.
Matt,
I just thought. Oh, maybe he's like saying, "Hey, it's my cult," you know, and shout out to all his family and kids and that.
That are from.
It's like cultural. Ginu, that's a country, isn't it? Anyway,
Guinea-Bissau is a country. Papua New Guinea is a country.
Yeah, I swear. Anyway, so it's Genu wife and children. I should have just said, with the utmost respect to Genuine.
I feel like there's not been a heap of respect in this whole break.
Okay.
That's okay.
Hey! Anyway, it's not going to continue, unfortunately. So he has done this. He's worked very hard on this. And look, it goes for about 20 seconds. And I feel like it might just be the thing that we all need today.
Oh my god.
With a VB as well.
You're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony.
Points for creativity, but that is vomit inducing.
I know, I'm sorry, but I guess the best part of this break is me being an absolute
apologise if anybody's been offended there. Direct all your emails to Lauren Loggy Tamascus.
Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Loggy. K-Rock 955.
I'm not gonna say I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna stand for it anymore, but
but you just.
I'm a bit miffed. I'm a bit annoyed. And I feel like I need to use my platform to really vent.
Do
instead
it, sister.
Of screaming out the window of my car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have heard sometimes just. Yeah. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, it is. So some of the roads around Geelong, I get it. They're confusing. I get it. You know, some of them are poorly designed. And you get that anywhere, you know, not just Geelong.
Yep.
But there are parts of Geelong, there are roundabouts, there are intersections, and there are just bits of road that make complete sense, and people still just don't get it.
Okay. What in particular set you off here?
Okay, there's one intersection in particular, and then I've got a little addendum, and then I want to throw it open to the phones if anybody wants to, because I want to give people the opportunity to spread the word, right? If there's a particular part of town, a particular road that frustrates you every time you drive through because you see someone do the wrong thing every single time, get on the radio and tell them. There'll be people driving through that exact part of road listening as you say on the radio.
Won't that be odd?
Oh,
cool.
Shout out to you. If you're going across Ballarat Road at the moment from Thompson Road into Shannon Avenue.
Yes.
Right, you'll be familiar with that intersection where the Sphinx is. You've come around that bend past the Sphinx and the golf course you got there, and there's the golf course estate on your right. You hit that Ballarat Road intersection and then you go over the lights, right? Everybody stays in the right-hand lane to go straight over into Shannon Avenue.
Yes.
But you can go straight from the left lane, right? And then there's a left turning lane. So there's two lanes that go straight.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But everybody forgets, or seems to, that there are two lanes that can go straight.
Mm.
So once the people in the right-hand lane get across Ballarat Road and turn around the bend into Shannon and up the hill, they just go, hey, it's just one lane. I'm just going to smoosh the lanes. I'm just going to go into both lanes.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that I've been in the left lane and been cut off and nearly run off the road because people don't understand that they need to stay right as they and stay in their lane as they go on to Shannon Avenue there. People, it's two lanes. You're going to have someone up the inside of you and you're going to run them off the road.
Yes. Don't do that. Do you know what? You've explained this very therapeutically, actually.
Thank you.
Is it cathartic for you?
It is. It feels good, man. It feels good.
Okay,
if you would like to do the same, 5223 2955, have
the
you got
phones,
one?
Well, the phone's already lighting up.
Okay. Can I just quickly, a little addendum too. If you're coming along Mercer Street and heading for Jerringhap and going past Johnson Park there on the right, past the police station.
Yep, yep.
You know, there's that set of a few lights going through. If you're at the first set of lights, don't go when the second set of lights go green.
Yeah.
Look at your traffic lights, not the next set.
Yeah, so things are starting to ramp up a little bit now.
The amount of times that I'm sitting there and I watch someone in front of me go, oh, look, there's a green light further on down the road. I'm just going to go now and almost kill someone. Jeepers creepers.
Bree in Belmont, what do you think Geelong just can't get when it comes to roads?
Oh, it really, honestly, really buggers me when I am coming home, so Settlement Road, turning onto Torquay Road.
Yes.
And people stop. So there's a bit where you're meant to just merge in. It goes into a left lane, goes in freely, but people stop there. It's not a stop sign.
No.
Have a look and just drive into your left lane.
Yeah, so it gets its own lane. So you're essentially going into a brand new lane and the people that are turning right onto Settlement Road have their own lane and everybody can just proceed. Okay, that's a good one. I like that.
That is a great one because people that go through there a lot, you just think, keep going, keep going, keep going, and the people do not keep going.
We've got Michelle from Grovedale. Michelle, funny Bree should say that. Hey.
Yeah, mine is exactly the same. Like, how hard is it? You turn, you indicate left, and it's a slip lane, and the arrow like indicates that you've got your own lane, but people stop thinking they have to give way to the oncoming traffic on the right hand side. Like, I've nearly cleaned up so many people, and you just honk the horn, and they put their arms up, like, "What am I doing wrong?"
Yeah,
like, move.
I know.
You've got a lane to go into, so probably just keep going. Yeah, so
sometimes it would be so nice, and not in a road rage way, but just be like, pull over so I can write you a diagram about how this is not correct in the nicest possible way.
Do you know what I always wanted was, you know, those red LED lights like you get on the side of the road saying COVID testing here, or like if, you know, there's a massage parlour that is upstairs and has the open window in the open sign in the window.
Okay, we
that
get
kind
what
of
you're
vibe.
Saying.
Right. Yeah. So if I could somehow have that in the window of my car to then be able to express a message to the person.
Type on the way.
Yeah, well, I don't want to type while I'm driving, but if there's some way that I can get a message out to people.
Well, there is an easier way, and it's hand signals. But we do have Brendan from Corio on the phone. Are you having a problem with the same part of road, or have you got something new?
Nah, something different. Probably Geelong's biggest arterial route we've got is Melbourne Road into Latrobe Terrace. Yes. No one knows how to sit on the speed limit. Everyone does at least 30 to 40 k's the whole way through, and it's a pain.
It is a pain. You're right.
So you mean the bit where we go, so if you're heading, you know, away from Melbourne, you're heading in a southerly direction, you're going past Shell on the right there, and there's the church on the left, that kind of area, past the train station?
100%. Northbound and southbound, you know, peak hour traffic. No one knows how to do the speed limit. And not to mention, if it starts to spit a little bit, everyone slams on the anchors thinking, no, the world's coming to an end.
Yes, you're right. People do lose their minds. We quite often say that.
I was going to say, that's another thing that Tom is heavily involved with.
Yeah. To be fair, it does feel a little bit weird doing 70 down the hill from, like, Myers over Ryrie and then down past the car dealerships and Gordon Avenue there.
Yeah.
Going 70 right through there does feel a little bit intense.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, whee!
Yeah. Maybe don't do that.
Okay. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So
good. K-Rock 955. Do you want some sort of just a little bit of a, like, something to separate from the chat off air to the chat on air?
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
It's a bit of an interlude.
Yeah. I want to talk about naughty nannas.
Oh, yeah?
Are you into nannas?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think you'll be into this one, right? Or maybe
I'm
not.
I'm here for a story about it, yeah.
Okay, I got a story.
Okay.
So, and this is, you know, a current affair style action. Okay?
All right, yeah, sweet.
Normally, when you think about graph being done around town.
Graffiti, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the original term. That's the official one.
Oh, but when you're hanging with the cool kids on the street, yeah.
Tags.
You've been spending too much time at the Merrill Street bus stop, mate.
Graffing it up.
You got your flat brim Monster Energy cap on. You rode your BMX bike in here and you're an adult.
Bloody oath I did. Why, do you know what? My bike doesn't have as many speeds as what a BMX does, so I need to upgrade.
Get yourself a mongoose.
Yeah.
You've stolen from a friend.
What are you doing? Oh, just ride my mongoose, doing some graff, right? Well, the youth of the nation get a bit of flack.
Yeah.
People see a bit of graff and they think, youth, all right?
Yeah.
Well, this naughty nana is turning things around, okay?
Yep, right, okay.
Here's a bit of audio from A Current Affair.
Mary Kolesniewski wasn't up for a chat about her Goodwood graffiti spree.
Don't you bloody well film me, now bugger off.
Sorry, now I said A Current Affair, but it's actually Seven News. Mm. My apologies.
Yeah.
Seven News came up with that quality product there. Now, you can hear Mary there, and she's saying, bugger off.
Okay? Is she? Did they say Goodwood? Is that in Adelaide? Is this an Adelaide story?
It is an Adelaide story.
Yeah.
It is.
I think that's my grandma.
What? 74 years of age, okay?
Yeah.
She pleaded guilty in Adelaide Magistrates Court to 5 counts of property damage. And this is what she's done. She's caused 10 grand worth of damage by doing graffiti.
Yes.
Okay. She painted 28 road signs with the letters WTF on Waller Street at Goodwood.
What's her? They're not her initials, are they?
No. Her name is Mary Jean Kolesniewski.
Yeah.
And she painted 28 road signs, WTF. Now, good on her firstly for knowing what WTF means.
Yeah, she's obviously found out what it means and gone, that's amazing.
Right?
I need to share it with everyone.
She did it for a 5-week period. And the reason that she did it is in response to the city of, is it Unley? Unley?
Unley.
City of Unley. I'm going to say City of Unley. It sounds better. City of Unley.
I
have
just
had an absolute
on fire with pronunciations this morning.
I'm so
and having a go. No, good on you. Back yourself. I always tell you to back yourself, so do it.
Yeah, it works out all the time. City of Unley.
No, Unley.
Their recent decision to install speed bumps in the streets.
Right, so she's using WTF in the right context.
Well, no, because she's saying WTF, what are you putting speed humps here for?
Yeah, so that is. She's using it in a legal fashion.
But hang on. I mean, look, and maybe I'm painting them all with the same brush, but shouldn't she want speed to be lowered in that area where she is? She's not keen on the speed bumps. And that interview, if you play it again, she's actually in the car.
Is she amazing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Kolesniewski wasn't up for a chat about her Goodwood graffiti spree.
Don't you bloody well film me now, bugger off.
Bugger off, don't you film me. Okay, so she's like 74, right?
So, yeah.
She's in the car there.
Yeah.
In South Australia, they don't retest you if you get to a certain age. Your driver's license, you don't have to pass any extra tests. You can just keep renewing your license.
Oh.
So I assume it's a bit of a case of, you know, get off the footpath, Mary's coming through.
Oh, or possibly every time she goes over a speed bump, new hip replacement.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.